You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
Get up and hold. Dance with me.
Might need to turn my mic on, y'all.
Today, turn the mic on, man.
I was like,
good morning, Truth Nation. If you're just joining us, like myself, welcome to Truth Be Told with Telly. We have guest co-hosts, MC Damian LZ,
yes, sir,
and the legendary Homer Blow in the building.
Mm-hmm.
Good first hour, interesting first hour about the Fox lawsuit. And a lot of the people that everyone watches every day on that network were named in it.
Mm-hmm.
And we will definitely have to see how this plays out. I mean, is this something that is going to expose other things?
Mm-hmm.
Or
it is.
Is Fox going to try to pull the Jay-Z and like, look, let's hurry up and get this out the way.
Mm-hmm.
Like, let's give her the money and boom, be gone. So we are going to see how this all plays out.
We ain't heard the last of the network.
No, we have not. And before break, I mentioned a conversation that Cam Newton had with Jamal Bryant. And we won't play the entire excerpt, but we'll play the beginning and most of it so you could get the gist of what's going on. And Truth Nation, I really want to get you all's reaction. So make sure you are ready to hit us up, 833-212-1017. And you can always stream and watch us live on YouTube and at 1017thetruth.com. You can chime in on our YouTube message board as well. But it's just a perception that Cam was giving Pastor Jamal Bryant, and just take a listen to where it went, and we want your thoughts on this.
Man, tell me, he says, how is it when a black man kill a black man, it's not really outrage?
Yeah.
But when a white man kills a black man, it's going to start a riot.
The American media has manipulated the narrative of crime. Black on black crime is a made up thing. You have never heard white on white crime. Never heard the Asian on Asian crime. They have tried to fraction and compartmentalize us to feel as if where the crime is where we are.
Go ahead.
The lead murderers in America are white men. The lead robbers in America are white men. The largest amount of rapists are white men. The highest number of domestic abusers is white men. The highest number of arrested pedophiles is white men.
Ricky, you
the
can greatest cut it right number there, and we'll get to the rest of it in a minute because it's so much information that I want us to dissect it and not overlook a lot of things, because Pastor Jamal Bryant was bringing up a lot of different stats,
yes,
saying that white men are the murderers. They are the rapists. They're the ones that's doing it. Mm-hmm. But why is it that it's black people that make up the prison population for the most part?
Over policing. It's over. And when you think about it, the reason why black people are in the prison population is over policing, because the police are in our areas all the time. They arrest us all the time. It's not that we're doing most of the crimes. It's just that we're being arrested for most of the crimes. And then when you look at the misinformation where he's talking about the misinformation of why that theory that black criminalization is so high and the super predators of black men, it dates back to slavery times, whereas even during slavery, we were lazy, but we was the ones out there working.
Mm-hmm.
But we the lazy ones, right?
Yeah.
We like watermelon, but watermelon was not domesticated to this country, brought in by white folks. So just all of these things alone, when you look at it, is the misinformation that is placed upon black people and how we are now the most criminalized portion of this society, when the statistics say we ain't.
Yeah.
We don't. Black on black crime is just me. Historically, anyone is going to kill anyone that's next to them. So if I live close to you, I'm going to kill you. I can't kill the person that I don't live close
to. That lives 50 miles
right.
away.
So yeah. that's what they're saying. But when we kill a black person, it's the highest of order. It's the wow. You know, black people are killing black, but white people kill white people too.
Mm-hmm.
Asian people kill Asian people too. But anything we do is magnified and made to fit the narrative of black criminality.
Yeah. But why are we so outraged, Homer? Let me turn to you. Why are we so outraged when a white cop kills a black man? Or if a white person kills a black man, then it's time to protest. It's time to do this and do that.
Man, listen, this conversation is one that I have very, very often. And to kind of say where, you know, I understand where Dame is coming from, but we got a lot of white people that live in the inner city now that I'm talking about, 20th and Burleigh. I mean, you name it. We have a lot of Asians and Laotians that live in, and we're not attacking them. We got a lot of Jews that live off of Burleigh up there around St. Joseph's Hospital. And they can walk on Fridays when they're not driving and all of that. And you're not hearing about them being attacked. But it's something, in my opinion, that is embedded in a lot of black people, people that look like me, that we attack each other. Mm-hmm. And so that's where I, and I still stand on it, call it black on black crime, because I've seen when we're around other situations, the crime is not happening. When you look at the shootings that take place in the city, if you go to the JS Online homicide tracker, over 90% are black people.
Mm-hmm.
So it's hard to fight those statistics.
Even that's not even that many of us here.
Right.
That's what's crazy about it.
So it's hard to go against the grain, but I get it, and I understand they don't call it white-on-white crime. They don't call it Asian-on-Asian crime. And like, you get what I'm saying? I understand that, but again, in this box, we won't take ourselves outside of the concrete jungle. We won't take ourselves outside of the box. That's why I wish more parents, and especially if we could get the PWKs, to expose our children and our youth to things that, you know what I'm saying? Everything ain't like that. I hear people wanting to move away from Milwaukee, but if you really went and drive through different areas, you can just look at it and say, they ain't having these shootings like this. They're not having a crime like this. So there is an issue, but we can't even come together on simple things. You got activists mad at other activists. They won't come together. So it's a lot of components, in my opinion, that has derived this black-on-black crime situation.
I have to vehemently disagree with you, brother.
I understand.
I to say that it's embedded in us to kill black people is to repeat the stereotypes that white people have placed on us. Mm. It's not embedded in us to kill black people. You talked about the Jewish people that walk through there. When I say we kill those that are close to us, we kill those that are close to us, that live close to us, that are in our community.
They live in our community.
That's not our community. That's not our community. Just because they live on 51st, they might as well be in Waukesha.
Right.
That's not. Let me finish.
Let
me finish.
It's black people that live over there.
Let me finish. They might as well be in Waukesha. That's not our community. I'm saying we kill those that are within our community. Just like white people. There are no white people. There are no black people in Nebraska. But I'm sure it's people in Nebraska that are killing each other, and they aren't telling them that it's embedded in them that they kill white people. White people kill white people. We just had the dude blow up the Tesla in front of the Trump building. Mm-hmm. We just had that happen. And we had white people that blow up World Trade Centers, blow up federal buildings. We have that happens. But they don't call that white on white crime. The first time it was the dude from Oklahoma.
No, I ain't talking about the Oklahoma bomber.
You said the World Trade Center.
I'm saying that wasn't the first time the World Trade Center had been attacked.
You said the World Trade Center.
Well, then I misspoke. I meant to say the Oklahoma building with a man, Timothy McVeigh,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. where they have these mm-hmm. where they have these crimes that goes on. Mm-hmm. I'm saying we have to stop repeating what white people tell us about us, and that's what
I'm
you're doing yeah. when you're saying that.
I'm not taking
what you're saying
that.
In front of your face and not seeing the big picture. Homer, let me finish. Let me finish.
We talked about the big picture.
I let you talk. Let me finish what I'm saying.
Yeah.
You're
repeating what the white man has placed on us by saying we it's embedded in us to be criminals. It's embedded in us to kill our own. When this American society is that's the only thing they do is teach violence. So it's embedded in America to be violent. It ain't just us that are violent. And when you look at the crime numbers, I represent the 15th district. Our crime numbers have gone down. The crime numbers are the way that they are because they arrest Billy when Billy robs a store, but they don't arrest Johnny in Waukesha when he robs a store. So you can't look at crime numbers and say because the crime of the red dots is all here that that's where the crime is taking place, as if it's not taking place someplace else. But just because they don't arrest them there don't mean that it's not taking place. There is a proven fact of over policing. And do you not believe in over policing in black communities? Do you not believe that black people have been over-policed for decades, centuries? Why do you say FTP? It didn't come about because we love the police, because they out there in Waukesha arresting them.
Listen, bro.
Yeah. The red dots don't mean nothing.
I hear you going there, but again, I got to face reality. I got to face the reality. And when you talk about the people that are being affected by this crime, it's not somebody that don't look like them. It's not white people coming in our community that are murdering people.
But
it's white people that live in our inner city.
But what you're doing is blaming black people for the conditions that they've been placed in by white folks.
I ain't blaming all black people.
You're blaming black people.
I'm not blaming all black people.
You're blaming black people.
I'm blaming criminals.
You're blaming black people. You're saying it's embedded in black people to commit crimes against black people.
I'm blaming criminals.
You're blaming now, if black you're, people. Now,
you can call it that. I'm telling you it's not that.
You're saying black
but
people
again,
are the criminals.
It's a lot of black people that are
and
criminals.
And it's a lot of white folks that is criminal
well,
too.
Not,
blame
not
them.
To the degree not to
it
the degree
to
that
the
we're
degree.
Doing in
he
our
just
community.
Told you the numbers. Black people, listen, white people listen, kill white
oh,
people
listen,
more than
listen,
black
hey,
people.
Hey, hey fellas, let's get to the, our talk line real quick. We'll let y'all keep going here in a second. We got Black Conscience that's on the line and he's been waiting very patiently. Black Conscience, what's your question or comment?
And this is how black-on-black crime starts, because we both have a point and we both have an opinion and we can respectfully disagree. But you're so passionate in what you say. Homer, I kind of side with my brother on that one. But, Telly, to answer your question, why so many? Because you know, just as well as all of us know, the penitentiary is the new plantation. And it all started back then of us locking it up for spitting on the ground or whatever. They found it was an industry that saw means to make money off our backs again. So that's why we have a high concentrated number of us in systems for small infractions. A lot of us can't afford the legal aspect of it. So it's an industry, the penitentiary is an industry that they have saw that it's lucrative. So, but not to dismiss what the whole part of this was about. Yes, we have taken that black on black crime statement and ran it and use it where they don't even say it no more. We inherit it and we just, that's what it is. So we have to be mindful of the things that is said to us and we take it on as truth and light, life. That's all, my brothers. You can respectfully disagree with each other, but it's getting to a point now where it's getting heated. That's the last thing we want to do.
Homer's my brother. You know, I love Homer.
No, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. Yeah. We already agreed to disagree. We already agreed to disagree.
But you're passionate about what you speak on, but when you get to that point, nobody is being heard, and tempers are rising. And you can hear it.
No. That is not happening.
No, Black Conscience, it ain't like that.
Me and Homer go.
I mean, maybe it's coming across that way on the radio, but no, it's not like that.
Yeah, not at all.
The listeners. This is the listeners. I'm glad it's not like that, but, you know, in the streets, that's how it turned to.
Yeah.
That's what it becomes.
Well,
so, you know, Homer, give that man that chance to speak his truth and what he believed, just as he gave you, and then we move forward. But this is all by design, gentlemen. This is all by design, and we know this.
Hey, listen.
They put this information out there to make us look a certain way, but then they hide the truth. They don't present the truth about us that's on their end. And I'm not just talking about whites. I'm talking about any race. But we're the front runners as the leading candidates in jail and stuff like that. Live righteous, Milwaukee. Love you, brothers.
All right. Appreciate it, Black Conscious. And Truth Nation, continue to hit us up, 833-212-1017. That's what we want. We want you to get engaged in this conversation because it involves all of us.
Absolutely.
And Ricky, I know I got to get to break, but before I do, I want to read these two messages on our YouTube message board. Dante says, sad to say and hard to explain, but both ends of that argument is correct. And Dante also goes on to say, you have to stop paying attention to the picture that they are trying to paint and start with ourselves as Black people. Take accountability and find a solution.
Hashtag that part.
And on that note, we're going to step aside. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Truth Nation, get your tickets now for our first annual Truth Community Awards on Friday, February 28th, celebrating individuals making a real difference in our community. Visit 1017thetruth.com to purchase your tickets today. They are only $25, which includes heavy appetizers, a drink, and a great time hanging out with our Truth family. Don't wait. You do not want to miss out on the Best Community Awards event of the year. Visit 1017thetruth.com to buy your tickets to our first annual Truth Community Awards at Pottawatomie Casino and Hotel on Friday, February 28th, starting at 5 o'clock. Man, we are cooking. Yeah. Let's get back to our Truth Talk line. Ike, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Damian, and Homer. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Comment. So we got situations going on with interactions between professionals, men and women, right?
Yes, sir.
Mm-hmm. All right. So how is it so complicated that, you know, a man can't ask a woman a question without becoming harassment? And when does it get to the point where she needs to speak up before it gets to the point where he can force himself on her, or is it an allegation? Like, why do people enable this kind of behavior? And then don't know what to do about it when, like, you know, when you see these atrocious acts take place. And then it comes back down to it, like, you know, Black men get discriminated and looked down on, like, our dark skin actually means darkness or something. And then you got these boys of privilege running around creating mess and all kind of havoc. Like, a billionaire could clear up a lot of situations.
Yeah. I agree. I definitely agree, because it is a double standard.
It's what you do.
That's an interesting question.
I didn't really understand the question.
Yeah.
I think what he was saying is we were going back to the previous subject, and not to go there too far because me and Homer was cooking. I was listening to the Truth not too long ago, and they were talking about this, and they were saying, when is it too many times that a man advances or ask a woman out? The first time, if you ask one time and she say no and you keep going, then that's too many times. So if you can shoot your shot and then your shot get blocked, mm-hmm. You know, we as men is always like, well, I'm gonna keep trying, I'm gonna break her down. No, you're not gonna break her down.
No, you're
that's
not.
Something else at that point, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And especially in the work environment. Now, if you're just on the streets and every day she walk past the store where you work at, you're like, I'm gonna holler at her every day till she say something. That might be different than
that's different.
You don't hold a position of power over her.
Right.
If you hold a position of power over her, or y'all in the same work environment, you've made her work environment hostile, because she's gotta be there. She don't gotta walk past your store every day. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? But mm-hmm. she's gotta come to that job every day. Mm-hmm. And every day that she comes to that job, she gotta deal with you. Come on.
Right. We got Al on the line. Al, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly, Damian, and Homer.
Welcome
Good morning.
Back.
Hello, Al?
Al
going once.
Al?
Al going twice. All right, Al.
Damn.
Call back.
Ooh.
Yeah.
I thought I was going to get some Al right then. Pause.
I'm sure something happened.
I thought you were ready to do the drop. Like,
wait a minute.
Damn.
Phone's ringing again.
Kevin Hart.
I mean, this is the same person that called us while he was getting his battery fixed. So,
right.
Sure, all right. He's back. Al, okay. Good morning.
Can you hear me?
You can hear
good morning.
You now.
Can you hear me?
Yes sir.
Okay. Yeah. What I was going to say is that there is a lack of value
within our community for one another. So I always tell people, you want police brutality to stop? Treat them like you treat each other, because you're giving a certain value to other people. The other thing black people got to do is they have to stand on business when it comes to white people, all right? If some of them act like devils, say it. Don't try to be the bigger person, and that's why we are where we are today. We don't do that. You don't want to say it. No, you need to say it and expose people on their double standards. Mm-hmm. But for some reason, we always want to be blindsided and turn an eye when it comes to other groups, but we lie off where we talk about each other. Just the way we talk about each other, talk about them too, and their mama and their kids too, and all this to change. Like I said before, you want the police to stop? Treat them like an N-word. That's what everybody else says. They treat us like it. Treat them like it, and you'll get the respect you want. Y'all have a good day.
All right. You too, Al. Thank you so much.
Shout out to
we have been discussing a conversation that Cam Newton and Pastor Jamal Bryant were having about just how we are perceived as a community.
The stereotypes of black men.
As a race. And in case you missed it, Ricky, go ahead and play it again so we can get everyone with Truth Nation up to speed on where this conversation is coming from and where we're trying to go with it.
A white man to tell me, he says, how is it when a black man kill a black man, it's not really outrage?
Yeah.
But when a white man kills a black man, it's going to start a riot.
The American media has manipulated the narrative of crime. Black on black crime is a made up thing. You have never heard white on white crime. Never heard the Asian on Asian crime. They have tried to fraction and compartmentalize us to feel as if where the crime is where we are.
Go ahead.
The lead murderers in America are white men. The lead robbers in America are white men. The largest amount of rapists are white men. The highest number of domestic abusers is white men. The highest number of arrested pedophiles is white men. The greatest number of drug dealers arrested is white men. But if you ask the average American who are the proponents of crime, is a black face to it.
And that's where we are right now. Why is it that a black face is always associated with crime? And I guess my next question leads to, how much does the media play a part in this? Because most often perception is reality. If that's the way you perceive us, then that's the way it's going to be. And that's going to be your reality. So it's not that we are just embedded with this, we're criminals, and if we just don't happen to act on that thought, then we're one of the good ones. But most of us are criminals, and most of us have a criminal mindset, where I truly believe the media plays a huge part in that, because it's just in movies and sitcoms, and and you look at some of the roles that black people are forced to take in order to have a career, and a lot of them perpetuate
stereotypes.
Criminals,
Hollywood
drug dealers, Hollywood Shuffle.
Yeah.
Great example of that. Great example.
Yeah, like
and all you young, all you youngsters, look up Hollywood Shuffle.
Right, right.
It's one of those movies. It's kind of like Belly, you said.
Right. It's
the best worst movie you'll ever see. But give Robert Townsend a lot of credit for trying to expose Hollywood back then.
Yeah.
Yep. Real talk. That's exactly what it was for.
Yeah, he was exposing.
Yeah.
Because when you look at Hollywood Shuffle, not to get too far off track, but it definitely shows what Jamal, what's his pastor's name, Jamal Bryant?
Jamal Bryant.
What he's speaking of here is that the images that are placed upon our TV screens, the images that are placed upon our movie screens, the silver screens of black people and the criminality that is inherent to us, that they try to say is inherent to us, just a part of us, didn't start last year. It started the first movie that was made was a black man movie, but then the next one that they considered the first movie, Birth of a Nation,
where it's a black man and it's after the Reconstruction era, and they're portraying all of the black people, even these black senators and these black politicians that came into power after Reconstruction, they're portraying them as hungry for white women. And that's how, that's where it became, you got to protect the white women. Hungry for white women, hungry for to do criminal stuff, sitting there being savages and all of this stuff. That's where these images have come from, is literally come from the media, literally created by the media and enhanced after that, because you're dealing with a population where they believe that. Why would they lie to us? Why would the news media lie to us? Why would they not make me, why shouldn't I be scared of walking past a black man down the street? You know what I mean? Yeah. And so that is literally coming from the media and the things that they put out.
Yeah, and it's, it is so sad, because you, when's the last time you heard of a black man being a serial rapist?
Yes.
The last black mass shooter I could think of was the D.C. sniper.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But out of all the mass shootings, you can only think of one black person.
And even in that situation, he did all of the other shootings just to mask up the one he wanted to shoot his wife or something, right?
Yeah.
And so he shot her, and then he went and shot a bunch of other people.
Right. To make it look like it was random.
So even then, it wasn't as random as these other mass shootings, but carry on.
Yeah, they were walking around wearing commander's helmets and stuff at the gas station back then when that happened. But it is that perception that, like Pastor Jamal Bryant said, if you ask any average American, they couldn't tell you all the things that he just said, because it's that perception out there that we're committing all the crimes. Mm-hmm. Because if you look at the news every night, and every night you only see black people committing crimes or the lead story or the main stories, and then when it's time for a story involving white people, and it's something, you know, very fluff or very soft, or not to say that white crimes and things like that don't happen. I'm not saying that. They do. But if you just take a look at the news, just even if you want to tonight, just look at the first five stories of the newscast, which is called the A Block, which are the most important stories.
Right.
And just see how it is. Melissa on our True Talking text line says it's trickery. They use psychology and implementation into the subconscious. It's diabolical work.
Yeah. When I used to watch the news, I would always watch and pay attention to how they distinguish locations. So they'd be like on the north side of Milwaukee, on the north side of Milwaukee. But then when they do something on the south side, they'll be like on 20th and College. So it's not in your mind. It's you have 20th and College, whereas on the north side. So you, in your mind now, you're just thinking everything is happening on the north side, but just that one thing happened on 20th and College or 35th and Lincoln or something like that, but on the north side. So it's like you have to understand the science of media, and like you just said, that A block, that's when people start watching the news before they change the channel. So now they put everything there, but then the other stuff is placed on the back end. In the newspaper, I had a class about media in College of Florida A&M. The newspaper above the fold, the black crime and stuff and all that will be above the fold, sitting there. So you only got to buy the paper. But you're going to see that article about that black person that they're going to sell that paper with. And then inside the paper, there'll be the other stuff that other people will see that are really into the news. But even if you're not into the news, you're going to see that.
Dante hit us back up on our YouTube message board and said, it's called television programming. It's a hell of a program, LOL. I have been a part of television programming for a long time, and I can tell you there's a lot of things that they do that you don't even pay attention to. Like, they always have the weather in the C block. Mm-hmm. And if you really think about it, most people, that's what they watch the news for the weather. So why would you put that in the A block? And so I get the news, and then I'm gonna turn you off because I got what I wanted. I'm gonna make you wait and give you what I want you to see before you get what you want, which is the weather and sports. That's why weather always come in the third block and sports always come in the last block.
Where?
Just a little TV programming for you right there, Dante. I know a lot about it. Mr. Hope, you're on Truth Be Told with Telly. Good morning. What's your question or comment?
Just a little TV programming for you right there, Dante.
Mr. Hope, you got to turn your radio down.
Hello?
You are on live. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning, gentlemen.
Good morning.
I just wanted to make a statement about Jamal Bryant, you know, because he's real controversy. I ain't never heard no preacher want to get the congregation and grow weed. I never heard nothing like that, man, you know. So he can teach the youth, what do you say, agriculture, you know, horticulture.
Mr. You know, I don't know anything about that, but. I mean, we were talking about what he was saying in terms of how the media portrays criminality.
Can I ask Mr. Hope a question?
Go ahead.
Mr. Hope, so you're saying he told his congregation that they should get into growing weed. Is that what you're saying?
No. I can't think of who that was. They did a one-on-one interview.
Oh, so it wasn't.
He brought all those things up.
No, okay. Okay.
It was, yeah. But that's a funny dude, man. That's why I wanted to point that out. That's all.
All right.
Thanks for
all
your time.
Thank you, Mr. Hope. We appreciate it.
I wouldn't be mad at him if he did. If he did, because weed is legal now. So go on and get that money. Go on and do that. It's not all things that are legal are good, but I'm just saying, if you're going to, I like the way, I thought he was going to say something else, that, you know, when does preachers talk like that? I miss the days when preachers talked like this, when preachers gave opinions about society, when preachers just wasn't scared of offending. You know what I'm
saying?
That's
because that was before everything was wrong. Either it was you're either with them or you're a phobe.
Right.
And now that has, I think, made a lot of pastors a little hesitant to really speak the truth. Because when you speak the truth, you may lose members. You may lose a lot of your congregation. But we're going to step aside for a break. When we come back, we're going to continue this conversation on the other side. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 1017 The Truth, The Truth app, and 1017thetruth.com.
Boy, Truth Nation, we have appreciated the engagement on our Truth Talking text line as well as our YouTube message board. It has been smoking all morning, These type of topics, I think, need to be discussed. And the more often we don't discuss them, the more these stereotypes will continue to be perpetuated.
Yes.
And we know the reality of it. Our community, there's not too many people from our community that are committing mass murders and going around, you know, just doing a lot of these heinous crimes. But we are still painted as the ones that are doing it. And on top of that, it goes back to the prison population, where black people make up most of the population. And it's like, how is that? And we're not even doing most of the crimes. And Damian, you brought up a great point, and it got you and Homer cooking a little bit, because it's a catch-22, because like you said, it doesn't mean that things aren't happening in white communities because they're not being over-policed the way that black communities are.
Right, and it doesn't also mean that we aren't, and to Homer's point, and I don't want anyone to think that I was negating what Homer was saying, that, yeah, we are committing crimes. We black people are doing crime and committing criminal acts. We are not saints in that realm, but we also are not the leaders in that realm, and we are not the ones who perpetuate it the most, but it's put on us the most as if we're the ones that are doing it.
The only ones that's doing it.
The only ones that's doing it. So in reality, if I see a white boy coming down the street, I should be clutching. If I had a purse, I should be clutching my purse more scared of him.
Yeah.
Then he should be scared of me. It's like, that's how it is. Because when you look at the statistics of how things have gone about in this country and the criminalization that has taken place in this country, the terrorism that has taken place in this country, we ain't terrorized them. They've been terrorizing us.
Yeah.
You know, so why are you scared of me? How are you, like Clinton, and I always just say this about Biden, the super predator bill and stuff like that. How do you come up with bills like this and legislation like that, super predator stuff, enable us this and that, when
when we aren't the ones that are really the super predators.
Yeah.
That's not us.
Yeah.
And we got to stop wearing that like it's us when it's not.
Yeah. The part that really bothers me is how the media does not want to acknowledge when it's another race. Like, how often do we hear the media talking about these mass school shooters all being white?
Yeah.
We don't ever hear that.
You don't hear that. You don't hear that fact.
Yeah, but what you do hear every single time something like what happened in Madison and what happened in Georgia at the end of last year and you know, with these school shootings, it's, well, gun control. Or we need to check in for their mental health and their stability. But if it's a black person that commits a crime like this, you even had a white guy that shoots a CEO in the back in Midtown Manhattan, and he's being heralded as a hero.
Yeah, when you look at it that way, yeah, that's real. When you look at it that way, if he was black and did that,
man.
There would have been no, he's been heralded. He wouldn't have been a hero by any fashion. He would have only been a hero to maybe black people. White people would have,
how could he do such a
horrible thing? It would have immediately been
thing.
It would have, because that meant now black people are shooting white people, and it would have, whoa.
Yeah, because here's the deal with that. If it was a black man that had some issues with United Healthcare and wasn't able to get the insurance that he needed for a surgery or something like that, and he took matters in his own hands, it's, well, he didn't have to do that. Or then it'll be, well, he couldn't afford the insurance, or it's his fault. It's never going to be the other person's fault when it's a black person that is doing an act like that. But again, you cannot tell me that, like you said, a black man would have been celebrated for doing something like that.
Mm-hmm.
And he could have had the same reasoning behind it as Luigi Mangione did.
Mm-hmm.
So, look, it is something that it's America, and it's something we live with, and it's something we all need to navigate through together, because I do not want to be the bearer of bad news, but it's not going to get any better, y'all.
Mm.
Who we have coming in office in 13 days is not going to come and make this better. Who's coming in office on January 20th is going to further perpetuate what we are seeing now.
Without a doubt. Because he's a white supremacist. He was raised by him. He is one. He sends signals to those white supremacists, and that's what you're going to see more of. What happened to Kamala happened to more black people as they go out in the world.
Yeah,
because now white people are emboldened by things like that.
Yeah.
And they're going to say they think they can treat black and brown people the way that they've always wanted to treat us, and they couldn't because it wasn't politically correct. Now it's almost like it's okay. It's politically correct now to not want to shake the vice president's hand. It's politically
Which
correct
was
now.
Crazy.
Yeah, that's just ridiculous. It's politically correct to want to treat a black person in, like trash and say stuff to them. It's okay to storm the Capitol. It's okay to do these things.
Mm-hmm.
And once you make that okay,
it's a dangerous place.
It's a dangerous game.
Marquise hit us up on our True Talking text line and says, that was exactly what I've been saying for years. How do they have the whole world thinking black people are the evil ones when they literally kidnapped us, raped us, beat us, and broke up whole families?
That's history.
It's called America.
It's called America.
It's called America. And when a big part of, I mean, you made a great point earlier, Damien, about prisons becoming the plantations. When slavery was abolished, I have to remind people, everybody wasn't happy about that.
True.
Everybody wasn't happy. If you are running a business and you have 100 employees that are working for free, and then someone comes and tells you, you can't do that anymore, you think you're going to be like, all right, it was cool while it lasted.
Mm-hmm.
So what do you do to ensure you can still get that free labor?
You put them in jail.
Put them in jail.
And let's let's not get far away from everything that happens in America and a lot of things that take place in America. A lot of the terrorism and a lot of the history of America is based on economics. Whether you talk about slavery, that was economics. That was free labor. They had free labor. The South got free labor. The Civil War was based upon they didn't want to free the slaves. They just wanted, why do you get to have free labor and we don't? So it was the North was fighting for their right to stop them from having free labor because all of the rich people were in the South now because they didn't have to pay nobody, whereas the North, they had to pay people. Segregation, economics, whereas my taxes are going to pay for everything, but I'm not getting the services that I need to be getting. My schools aren't built up right. I'm not getting the right books. I got to ride the back of the bus, but I'm paying taxes just like this person over there is paying taxes. So you're taking my money and taking it over there to help and clean their streets and do all of that stuff. All of this goes back to economics.
Mm-hmm.
When even now, the prison industrial complex, they have young men that work at McDonald's. They go work at fast food places for pennies on a dollar for the hour that they're doing it. Mm-hmm. They're not getting, but so McDonald's and all of these other places, all these other corporations are getting slave labor for their stuff. Yeah. You had the judge that was sending young men to jail, had the contract with the private prison. He's getting kickbacks, sending brothers to jail.
Yeah.
I mean, that probably happens a lot.
Yeah. I had to look up the development of modern policing and to get where the origin of where policing came from. It came from slave patrols in the South. So you had people that made sure that these slaves didn't escape, and that's where police started. So once they abolished slavery, they had to abolish slave patrols.
So what did they become?
Just patrols. Police.
Because they now they got to control the free Negroes.
Because they got to, and again, so you think the police was formed and established to police white people?
Mm-mm.
Oh, okay. Because they didn't need police before slaves.
No.
What it looks like.
My sister works, and I was just around. Shout out to my sister Nikki. She works down in North Carolina, and she has this nonprofit called Emancipate North Carolina. And what they do is they help people that have been wrongly accused of things or false arrest and things like that. And her favorite statement to saying is you can't. An organization or something that is built on an illicit foundation is always going to have something corrupt in it. So when people say, like, defund the police and all of that, they're not saying get rid of the police. No. I know brothers that are police officers that are good brothers. I know people that are excellent police officers that do excellent work. But the system of it needs to be reworked.
Yeah.
And that's what and when you look at crime stats and all of this stuff, if you're not looking at the system and how that needs to be reworked, then you would believe that we like Jamal Bryan is saying, the media puts on there that we are the only ones that are doing crimes. When you look at, like I said, these what's happening, all the mass shootings and stuff like that, ain't us. That's them. That's them doing that. And that's white on white. But they never say that's white on white. They just be like, that's just a mass shooting.
Right. And the thing is, it's hard to get somebody to rework a system that they think is working.
Yeah.
And
if it works for you,
exactly.
Why would you do it? Why would you want
why would you
if you're
it?
In power and this system is working for you, why would you
why
do it?
Would you
that
do
would
it?
Take empathy and taking you to sympathize with those that you have historically placed below your foot. Why would you do that? It's
why
working for me. Jimmy ain't going to jail. Little Jimmy ain't going to jail, but you know, Dante and them are.
Yeah.
So
hey, the system is working.
It's working. But it has they want it to work.
Right. All right, Truth Nation, we're going to step aside for our final break, but when we return, we'll have our truth of the matter. Keep it locked right here on Truth Be Told with Telly.
Don't touch that dial. Truth Be Told with Telly will be right back on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com. You are listening to Truth Be Told with Telly on 101.7 The Truth, The Truth app, and 101.7thetruth.com.
All right, Truth Nation, it's been a great, great show this Tuesday morning. Time now for our Truth of the Matter. We're going to kick it off with MC Damian LC. Yes, what is your truth of the matter?
My truth of the matter is what y'all witnessed today between me and my brother Homer was what can happen when black men and black people have conversations. We have powerful conversations. We have conversations that need to happen. And at the end of it, that's still my brother. I still love that man. He still love me. I'm still his brother. So y'all don't go out there thinking, you know, running up on me like Tupac because me and Homer was up here arguing. Now y'all want to be mad. Like, Day-Day, why you arguing with Homer? That ain't how it works. He's a black. And what you're witnessing is what is missing from the political spectrum in all of America, people being able to disagree and have conversations but still shake each other's hand.
Yeah, and on top of that, both had great points. So it wasn't one was right, one was wrong. It's just a matter of both can be right at the same time.
Absolutely.
And a lot of people don't like to acknowledge that. Mr. Blow, what is your truth of the matter?
Ditto to what Dame said. And again, my passion about trying to make sure our community is straight. I want to take that last piece to say, join me at West Care, Wisconsin, 335 West Wright Street on tomorrow morning when they do their food drive giveaway. I'll be there making sure anybody that needs masks, so whether you're just some people that need them, you got a business, a small business that needs masks, I'll be there to help give out masks while they're doing their free food giveaway that they do every Wednesday at West Care, Wisconsin. And Travis Landry and the whole crew over there.
Shout out, Travis.
Love y'all. Appreciate y'all. So I'll be there going live. Come get some masks because we need it.
All right. Appreciate that. PSA, Mr. Blow. My truth of the matter, I'm going to take a look at Kimberly's YouTube message real quick. And Kimberly says, year after year, this discussion takes place. Where do we as black people go from here? I'm a former CO and the county jail is full of brothers and they are fully aware of their crimes they have done. They don't care. So where does the accountability come from? And I'm so glad that you mentioned the A word, Kimberly, because I think that if we all individually have some sort of self-accountability, things will be a lot better. And so accountability starts with yourself. I think that's where we go from here. Thank you, Truth Nation, for engaging on our YouTube as well as our Truth Talking text line. My thanks goes out to Damian LZ and the legendary Homer Blow. Great show, fellas.
Yes, sir.
And
yes, sir.
We all can shake hands and move on. Kumbaya! That'll do it for Truth Be Told with Telly. 9 more hours of live consecutive black talk coming your way here on 101.7 The Truth. Up next is The Truth with Sherwin Hughes. Peace out.